Well, Sunbelt Ag Expo held their annual field day late last week, and according to Executive Director Chip Blaylock,
we've had a great field day, great crowds, great weather.
Blaylock adds that those attending were able to get a great snapshot of their variety, crop protection, and fertilizer trials.
All the crops are in really good shape. We had a wet, cold winter, a wet spring planting season. In the month of May, it turned off really dry. Then we had a wet June, so it's been a kind of a roller coaster, but the crops are really in great shape.
And farm manager at Sunbelt, Michael Williams, agreed, saying that for a while he was a bit worried.
To begin with, I was wondering if I was ever going to get a break from irrigating. It was day and night, and then all of a sudden the rain set in.
Williams said those rains brought them 5 inches in just a few days, but everything worked out in the end.
Right now they're looking fairly decent. We got just a little bit behind because of the fact we had a lot of rain within about 6 to 8 days and kind of kept us out of the field. But we've been able to kind of catch up a little bit and get everything going good. Moisture hadn't hurt us. A lot of the copious amounts of rain hurt us that bad. But we've come a long way in the last several days at drying out.
And Williams adds that he is looking forward to the good condition of the crops to continue all the way to Sunbelt to be held October 19th through the 21st. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.